All right, hockey fans, welcome to another edition of the Laconia Junior Hockey Podcast, bringing you all your weekly updates and information on the New England Wolves Junior Hockey Program based here in Laconia, New Hampshire. Chat me up, Coach Kuhns. How was your EHL weekend, and what do you have coming forward this week?
Yeah, this past weekend we had Little Flyers twice at home and then Junior Flyers on Monday. Little Flyers is first place team in the league, so we had some tough battles with them, and then we have coming up this Wednesday we play away at Junior Rangers, a team in our division, so I know we're looking forward to that one.
Coach, what do you think of the Junior Rangers? I know they've had a number of one goal games so far in the season. They're right kind of in the thick. You know, the five teams in the New England Conference Northern Division are separated only by like 2 or 3 points from the first place team to the last place team. What are you looking at of this Wednesday's game, and what are you looking forward to prior to the All-Star break here?
Yeah, I think Junior Rangers has a good team. I think, you know, last year, this year, they've put together a strong lineup. Right now the focus is on our group. We really like the players we have, and I think we can expect some better results when we kind of put it all together for the game. So we're really looking forward to the game tomorrow, and I'm sure it's going to be a good effort.
Now, with the EHL changing their All-Star format a little bit differently, this year they have two All-Star games. Friday they're playing EHL All-Stars versus Plymouth State University men's varsity team, and then on Saturday they're playing UMass Boston. Chat me up, Coach Kuhns. Who is representing the Wolves this season?
Yeah, so our representative from the Wolves is Dominik Marcinkiewicz, forward. He's had a really strong start to the year. I think he has 13 goals already, or something like that. So it's definitely well deserved, and I know he's gonna have a couple of good games against those schools this weekend.
It's a really unique All-Star format that the EHL provides to its players and to college recruiters to be able to see some of their top players measuring up against some of the best Division III programs in the country. Now we're going to take some of the EHLP guys and go between the glass with Coach Bates. Coach Bates, take it away.
All right. First off, introduce yourself, guys.
I'm Nate Severance from Vermont and play forward.
Marcelo Palacios from Maryland. I'm a goaltender.
Awesome. Thank you. So, Nate, you were unable to play this past weekend because of a prior commitment. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm in the Vermont National Guard and had drill this weekend. It's kind of boring. I had to do a lot of medical stuff and the PT test, but got it out of the way, so this next year is all training.
Awesome. And Marcelo's, you got him dressed up today. Can you tell us what he's wearing?
He's currently got on my IOTV, which is body armor. It's got a 3-mag pouch system, multi-tool, and a grenade pouch that I just kind of use as extra storage.
Awesome. Yeah, and Marcelo, can you tell us how's everything going so far? Team's doing pretty well. You've had some success in net. You having a good time here?
Yeah, a lot of fun on the ice, you know. Could be doing a little better personally, but, you know, team's doing great, and that's what matters. So, you know, just keep working hard. Every day's a battle. So, you know, just got to keep that in mind.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach Bates. Now, how the Wolves program divides up his days on a typical week is, you know, on Tuesdays we have battle day, and Wednesdays we move into a little bit different practices that are focused on transitions and breakouts and regroups and things of that nature, and it progresses out through the week until leading into our weekend games. Coach Kuhns, can you give me some of your fondest memories of battle days that you've had in your past?
Well, yeah, there's I guess there's been quite a few. When I was playing in college, we had a similar schedule, and definitely some hard battles with guys competing, trying to get in the lineup, you know. And then it's kind of the same thing when you get to pro hockey, is guys competing for their jobs and for ice time. So certainly pretty intense sometimes.
Coach Bates, what are some of the more memorable battle experiences that you've had during your practice and playing days?
Yeah, just a lot of tough practices, usually beginning of the week, and guys hate each other sometimes by by the weekend, which is good because we get to play a different team. So a lot of hard practices, but overall, I think it helps the team. Camaraderie and obviously compete level raises that way.
Well, I'd like to thank Nate Severance, Marcelo Palacios for coming up here. Hopefully none of those grenades are live grenades that they brought into the building. That could cause a problem, I'm sure with rink manager Faye. however, we're getting ready for the weekend. We have some. We're looking forward to watching our EHL All Star play on Friday and Saturday, and then the B team has one game this weekend on Friday in Vermont, and then we're playing an independent game with a mixture of players at the University of Southern Maine on Saturday. Thanks for attending, guys, and make sure to always check us out on social media and on our website www.ne-wolveshockey.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.